There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too new to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 19...
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. Machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Oh, Clint's your host today. We're going to be talking with John Stattmiller here in a minute. I want to introduce John by explaining to you folks that John is a patient man. Remember that word, patient? I'm going to read that again because that's actually my favorite descriptive word of the typical United States citizen. In John's case, we'll explain why John is a patient man, but... Let's read this again. What does patient mean? Now we think of patient as, you know, the doctor-patient relationship, etc. But it goes so much deeper. It's the citizen-state relationship. It's the master-slave relationship. Having the quality of enduring evils without murmuring or fretfulness, sustaining afflictions of body or mind with fortitude, calmness, or Christian submission to the divine will as a patient person, a person of patient temper. It is followed by or before the evil endured as patient of labor or pain, patient of heat or cold, not easily provoked, calm under the suffrage of injuries or offenses, not revengeful, persevering, constant in pursuit of exertion, calmly diligent, not hasty, not overeager, impetuous, waiting or expecting with calmness or without discontent. It goes on and on and on. It's basically stating that, a patient is someone who keeps getting screwed over and yet still perseveres, who recognizes the evil and yet, well, I'm going to say it, still tries to cut through it, tries to even participate in it, and make a difference. And that's, believe it or not, that's a description of this man, and really a description of us all, if you really want to get personal about it. But on that note, John's back with us today. Now, last time I talked to John, last time I had him on the show, he was asking for money. And I told my audience, and John respects me in this way, and that I carry through with whatever I say. John was asking for money because of the station hack and all this crap that was going on behind the scenes. People, again, screwing him over and him trying to come out of it with golden on the other side. Well, unfortunately, it's happened again. And I don't know how much John wants to get into the actual particulars of what's happening, but I think he should really get into the particulars so that the audience knows everything that's happening. But what I said is to my audience is that, hey, the next time, this is a promise that we're not going to have to do any fundraising again. And that if for some reason we need to do more fundraising, then I'm going to require that John come back on and explain what the hell's going on. I got a phone call, I think it was yesterday, and we talked for about an hour and a half, just about all the crap that he's had to put up with, and not only in his personal life, but with people just, for some reason, just shallow people just trying to, I don't know, I call them opportunists, trying to screw people over. And I'm frankly sick of it, and I told John that I'd like to hear him hang his head out the window and do a I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. But John's here today to explain what's going on with RBN. Again, I personally invited him to stay the hour with me and really cut through what the future, hopefully, of this station is actually going to be. And it might not be what you expect. So, John, with that said, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Clint?
Well, I'm a little disappointed with, as I've alluded, with the constant just beating down of your efforts, your station, and I really want to, I really want this thing to work. So let's talk about it.
I've been patiently trying to make it work, but yes. The problem is, Clint, that I don't think people have the real sense of stability. I think they have more of a sense of opportunity or being opportunistic. And if they think that somehow that you're not performing the way you should, well, then it's always easy to pick up your bags and take off. Just ask any divorcee in this country. Marriage is to me, it was always a lifelong commitment. You have your good years, your bad years, but it's years. And if you make the commitment, you work it out. You stick around. Well, in just the last couple of weeks, it's been an interesting one. Most people now know that Mr. Dave Hodges and Jeff Payton, he goes by the name, on-air name, Erskine Overnight, up and left with literally no notice whatsoever. And it was kind of fascinating because I took the time, about 24-hour drive, round trip 2,000 miles, to go out and personally meet these people and sit down. I always enjoyed doing that, just as you did when you made the trek down here to Austin, Texas, because there's nothing like sitting down and doing an eyeball-to-eyeball, getting a feel for the person that you're talking to. There's many different things you can discern that you can't during, say, a phone conversation or a Skype conversation, let's say. So I did exactly that. And the purpose and the point of the meeting, first of all, I've never met Dave Hodges. So I was looking forward to that. And I'd never personally met Erskine, and I was also looking forward to that. So the point of the meeting was to bring him up to speed, what was going on with the network, and there were many positive things that were going on. And I will not go through the tragedy of last year. You covered a little bit of it. We were hacked, but we also had inside help as well. And when I say help, I mean that in not the term that most people would recognize. I had somebody helping themselves, you know, to the point where they were actually stealing and embezzling money from the network from advertisers, taking the money and putting it in their own personal PayPal account. And I, you know, Clint, I'm not a vengeful person. I don't take any pleasure in doing what I'm going to be doing to this individual. I've opened up a court case on it. The detective's name is Watts. He's a Round Rock police detective, and he's gathering the information. And so far, I think 7 felonies in county. The person that did this is not going to be a happy little camper. And keep in mind that this was going on even during the month of June, where I went through my personal stuff. I have somebody here just basically robbing and taking what they can and thinking that they won't get caught. I don't understand the thinking, because I'm not a thief and don't steal from people, but there are some people that can justify that. At any rate, the damage was done, and it took us quite some time to recoup from that. One of the things that was triggered by this individual was bringing on, I call it the Big Bird, and that was Westwood One. At the time, it was Cumulus. In the interim, they had bought out Westwood One, thought that was a better name, so they ran with that. Well, the good news for Westwood One, that gave us gave them access to thousands and thousands and thousands of radio stations. Well, and I only took on Westwood One. Larry Pratt and Bill Frady came down from USAIRN because they folded their little shop up, and they needed a home, and they needed to do it quickly. So I searched out, got the best deal that I could, had to enter into a 5-year contract with Westwood One, and it was running about a little over $5,000 a month for that. Well, the reason I did that is because Pratt and Frady had 43 radio stations. Well, I thought that they did. They had zero. The information I was provided was a blatant lie. And there I was with 2 talk show hosts on the network, me carrying the brunt of the bill, and it wasn't producing anything.
You know what you're like, John? You're like a hotel or a motel by the hour. You keep letting all these prostitutes in, and they keep screwing you over.
Well, this particular prostitute, as you refer to him, was a friend of my stepson since the age of 10. It isn't like he just walked in the door and, well, you know, you always cast a wary eye on new people that are around you, right, Clint? Well, this individual I knew. And he seemed to have grown up. He had a penchant for sales. And so I gave him a try, and he did rather well. And for quite some time, everything was straight, ship-shape. And when you're convinced that somebody that you know, it's part of the family, if you will, and you see them improving, you never want to think badly about them. So this individual that I'm speaking about, said that, look, we got a chance here, and I saw it as an opportunity, and we took the leap. Well, it didn't turn out badly, even though that GOA wanted a station list, and so did I, and after 6 months of prodding and probing, still didn't get it. The individual in question, he left in September.
The one with 7 counts of...
So that put me right back in the emergency driver's seat, in which I without complaint, plopped right down, start operating as it should. And we took lemons and made some lemonade.
Well, and so this importantly, and we'll continue this, of course, after the break, but what this did, from what I understand, and, you know, I'm not into the politics of the station. I do my thing, I go. I'm not here to, you know me. As I understand it, what that did was that left you with a Westwood One contract that it was either going to kill you or you had to fill. And so you had to get, besides someone like myself, you had to get someone that was a talent that could actually fill those kind of things. That is not me, obviously, but someone like Erskine, hey, who was supposed to take Nuri's spot, well, that makes sense. So you're trying to do that. We'll be back, folks.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. My patient today is John Stadtmiller, the owner of the station here. Again, Webster's 1828 defines a patient as calm under the sufferance of injuries or offenses, not necessarily revengeful. The Bible in 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Be patient towards all men." You see how that works? Patient is, as a noun, as a person or thing that receives impressions from external agents. and he or that which is passively affected by those impressions. You see, it's an interesting word, and that's why I love it so much, because it really does, it does define all of us out here who are trying to make our way in such a corrupt place. And you know, John, that's one of the things I think that we'll definitely talk about here in a few minutes, but man, you are a good guy. I mean, I've met you, I've talked to you, you know, I really do, and I don't say that lightly. And you are trying to compete with people that are not so good. And that makes you basically, again, subject to these types of things that happen to you. You really, really have gone through so much, and you've really, really, really kept this thing, the station especially, together despite all of that. And again, I commend you for that. The question is, I guess, that we'll get to here in a moment, is are you going to keep letting yourself get bit on the hiney? Or is there maybe a change that we can all get behind collectively and make this thing something more, or maybe even less, or different? Embrace maybe something that, maybe not embrace the future as much as embrace the past. But we'll get into that in a minute. Now, so you're stuck now here with this big contract with Westwood One, which is basically to broadcast shows that are not shows like mine, necessarily. Someone who can talk about aliens and everything else under the sun, like the people who get paid millions out there in radio. And you have no one to really simulcast. And so you're presented with this problem. Along comes Mr. Erskine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Genesis with 26 radio stations. And I had to hire...
Actual stations.
Yes, this time, actual, yes. And I did the job that was supposed to have been done by the person who was getting paid with verification, and I started to verify when I saw that it was a real opportunity. I reached out to an affiliate relations man that had better than 30 years, a mature individual that had better than 30 years experience, and we started to build. Now, we recaptured 20 of the 26 stations. The other six were coming online. And the thing about Erskine, you know, most people don't know this. Even John B. Wells, I spoke to him about 3-4 weeks ago. He didn't even know this. Clear Channel, when Art Bell left the Overnight Show, they were looking for a replacement. Well, they contacted Erskine, and the talks were in the works. And that would have been a major paycheck. And at the time, we're talking about how long ago did Art Bell retire? God, yeah, years ago. There's about 500 stations connected to that show. So what an opportunity. Big paychecks, you know, notoriety. And then it got down to the structure of the programming, and the man simply asked, he said, well, who's going to... He says, am I going to have control of my show? Absolutely not. Everything will be taken care of. You will be presented the guests, and you will do the interviews, and you will get paid, and everybody's going to be happy.
And I recall, that was the same question I asked of you.
Yeah. And do I have to talk about crop circles and little green men? Well, yeah. I'm not interested. So, to the man's credit, you know, he just didn't want to get, for the sake of fame or notoriety or money, he didn't want to get into that. So, he remained on GCN. Well, until things got bad over there. I saw one of their latest contracts. Sorry, Ted. but non-compete clause for a year. If you want to leave the network, that means all of your stations that you have accumulated, you can't get on the air. You're basically dead in the water, and you're ensnared or trapped by that contract. Here at this network, we only require a 30-day notice. And it doesn't matter what you build here. I'm not going to stop you if you don't want to be here. I'm not going to stop you from leaving. You know, people make their choices, they make their decisions in their life, and they live and they die by them. Well, before he signed that contract, he skedaddled over here, and we started to build him out. And the thing about Erskine is he doesn't have national notoriety. The Clear Channel saw him as a talent, and they went after him. But he really didn't build a name nationwide. But he did an interesting enough show for 3 hours a week. And he would have, in that 3 hours, three different guests, and most of them authors of books. Well, he would take the time to read, actually read the books, Clint, not crib notes or talking points. He would actually read the books and then do the interviews. But the thing that stations liked about him, not only was it the time slot, it was 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on a Saturday night. There's not a whole lot out there. Well, they liked him because he was interesting, different topics. As one station owner put it to me, you never know what you're going to get with this guy, and it's interesting. That unto itself is kind of exciting because you never know what he's going to talk about next. Well, he was a real talent, obviously. So everything was humming along just fine. Well, some past bugaboos of this network, the aforementioned, you know, the little embezzling and not putting money into the coffers in the network to keep the bills paid. I'm only one man here. We have a very small staff. Dan, how many people we have working here? Five? Five people. Does that include me? Yeah. And we've done that specifically to keep the cost or the overhead down. Well, Clint, we took the challenge on. Looks like we were able to save Westwood One. There are other hosts on this network. It would probably take a little bit more time to market them out. But the whole idea behind this was just to have this guy on the network and to have enough stations. We could have built, according to the affiliate relations man, and I have no doubt about this, we could have probably built anywhere from 40 to 70 stations underneath him. That being the case, when you sell advertising, you put it out there, the advertiser gets the benefit of that. They stick around. You can charge more of a premium. That's the drill. That's the whole basis of advertising and how that works. So we were well on our way to do it, but we had to get over a few more hurdles. I had to find a sales guy for this network, and this is pretty unique. In the past 4 months, I've run through 13, maybe 14 people that produced absolutely nothing. They're not sure of the network, or they don't quite understand the programming, and well, they don't know how to present it. Well, we know what this network is about. You know what you're about. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm about. This is about educating people. This is about breaking this cage, this paradigm that they've been trapped in their entire lives. And when you think about this, and Clint, I always remind people about this. Remember back when you were zombified, you were stumbling around in the dark. You didn't know what was going on. You didn't have a rudimentary understanding about anything that was transpiring in your life. You knew about your personal stuff, your relations, maybe with your job, whatever. But that's a very, very small circle in the relative scheme of things. So when people would start to listen to this network, Clint, it would literally blow their minds. I hear a break coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I remember that process myself. Alcohol, good. Drugs, better. Yeah. We'll be back. Let's stay tuned.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Yeah.
Talking to John Stattmiller today, the owner of Republic Broadcasting. So John, let's cut to the chase here. You, what happened with this Erskine character? And you know, when you talked about him before, I didn't remember who this guy was, but I have actually heard him before, and he is quite good, mm-hmm. And seems to have in my personal opinion, he seems to have a good character about him, which explains why he would turn down such a national post like that. So, what exactly happened?
Well, what happened is a couple of weeks ago, concentrating on getting this thing, and it took a lot of time and a lot of energy to work out some deals with Westwood One, keep them at bay. Keep the satellite on.
As far as bill collectors and stuff like that?
Well, the collection department, I know the woman intimately now. But they were willing to work, and I said that, I said we're putting together a restructuring plan. I said, it looks like we're going to be okay. We've got some talent to put out there on that bird, so it's worth keeping. We've got other people on this network that is possibly marketable, and we're going to stick with it. Well, and I did exactly that. I did exactly what I said I was going to do, and working toward that end. Unfortunately, the KU went down for non-payment, but the plan was for this network to have at least as much as a presence out there in the marketplace, in the commercial world, if you will, that it would garner enough revenue to more than pay the bills for this network and to keep it stable and to keep it humming along.
So you had a plan.
I actually had a plan. Oh, so we got the affiliate relations guy. He went to work. And the irony of ironies, I finally found a good, with experience, and again, an older gentleman with experience, stable individual, that had experience selling advertising to radio stations, et cetera, et cetera. And that happened about a week after I got back from Arizona, Phoenix, a couple of weeks ago. But somebody blinked. Somebody panicked. Because the KU was down, somebody had called.
Just to be clear, what is KU?
The KU is the old analog, satellite. And if people don't know what that is, just remember the big 12-foot dishes you guys used to see out there that they managed to reduce through better technology. They went down to 8 and then 6-foot dishes. You'd see these wonderful things in people's front yards and in their backyards. That's the C-band, the old C-band, the old analog, or KU. At any rate, an individual had made contact with the station owner, the low-power FM station owner, and they said, hey, look, the satellite's down. Well, the word got back to Mr. Hodges, and a phone call was made. Satellites, plural, are down. I got an email from Mr. Erskine a couple of Mondays ago. As a matter of fact, he was supposed to be on my second hour to bring him on, let people know what's happening with him, the network, and the show, and all of that stuff. And we were doing, going to do a little pledge drive to pay a few bills to allow me the time to go to work, to build it out further. Almost there once again. Well, the phone call was made, and that was it. I got an email that stated it was 3 minutes after 5 on that particular Monday. I'm sorry I can no longer be with the network. I didn't want to part this way, but I'm out of here. I'm gone. That's the essence of the not thank you, nothing. And I simply emailed back. I said, seriously, you're going to throw away 20 radio stations? Are you serious? And that's exactly what happened. Well, after, I was in shock. At the time, I wasn't even angry. I was just literally in shock. And my point of going out and having that meeting was to discuss options, how to get a little bit more revenue, stabilize the network, keep building it out. We had a plan, and it was working. Well, somebody blinked. Somebody panicked based on bad information and pulled the plug.
All right, well, so you're going to be nice here. I'm someone that doesn't pull punches, all right? So, because what you told me off air, maybe you don't want to tell people, but I want to tell people. So, nah. This guy, just to be clear, Hodges, which when I had him on my show, I got all kinds of comments of people that didn't like this guy. I never, I don't say that, but everybody calls him names that I won't say on the radio. To be clear, this guy said, well, let's go start our own network, our own station. In other words, I'm going to take your talent. I'm going to steal your talent from you.
That's right.
I'm going to literally tell the talent that your station is failing, then a lie that the satellites are down, and I'm going to steal your talent and go start my own network. Is that about to cover it?
Yeah, that's just about it. And now here's the thinking behind it. I'm going to lose the potential for being on 50, 70 radio stations. I know I got 20 now. I know I'm going to at least have 26 and maybe a few more. You know, when I was out at this meeting, I looked at Erskine. And he asked me, he said, well, is there a possibility I can make any money off of this show? I said, well, if we've got you on 50 stations, I said, how much money do you want to make a week? I said, you find your sponsors. And I said, depends on how much work you want to put into it. Do you want to make $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 a month? you could do it, and it wouldn't be a problem. You offer ad contracts that's going to cover 50 stations. You're talking about ad contracts that'll range anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000 at a crack without busting a sweat. So the opportunity was there, but he was somehow convinced that it's better to drop that, and just do internet. The new network is Priority Radio Network that has got a bunch of feeds from different networks, and it's what an idea. I mean, I could do the same thing. I could do something and then cherry pick everybody else. But we bring the stuff in house. We produce it. We put it out there, and it's a good product. But how this gentleman figured that this is a good idea, that, well, I know where the idea came from. It's what John B. Wells did after Clear Channel. He figured, well, I'll just do internet. I don't trust corporations. I don't trust Clear Channel. I don't trust any of these networks. So I'm just going to do my own online thing. And he had enough notoriety that he had a base of listeners that would pay for his archives, and that's what the man was living off of. So here's the idea that, well, we can build an internet network, and the only problem was, as you said, stealing the talent. And I know this is what happened, because when I was out there, Mr. Hodges kept wanting to be part of Erskine's radio program. And I said, and this conversation's going on in front of everybody. And I said, absolutely not. I said, the man is a standalone talent. If it ain't broke, don't screw with it. Don't try to fix it. He's standalone. And I looked at Hodges and I said, Erskine asked me to do the program with him. And I said, no. I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, and I don't think Erskine had a true sense of his broadcasting talent, because being on Genesis, they wouldn't even give him a board op. The guy couldn't even take any phone calls during his show. When he got here, he was tickled pink. He's got Dan here, Dan the man that that he knows, our weekend people. Mike Slotichek works for us, very studious, very good guy. Erskine was well taken care of. But as I said, somebody made the decision to pull the plug and to basically, and there's no other way to look at this, basically undercut this network. They wanted that talent. Well, they got the talent, now he's on internet. Mm-hmm. Big deal. You don't build a national audience by going on internet. And there, and George Norrie, my God in heaven, Clear Channel's $24 billion in the hole. And if I were Erskine right now, I'd be picking up the phone, calling Overnight Show and going, hey, do you have a job opening? I think they would invite him in, because George Norrie has done nothing but run that overnight program right into the ground.
How dare you? How dare you speak of the famous George Snorri in that way?
I'm sorry. I just calls him as I sees him, man.
Yes.
So,
well, yeah, I couldn't agree more. But
yeah, so at any rate, that is the situation. By the way, I got an email today from Westwood One. They're willing to forgive 35% of the debt. Out of the $67,000 bill, they're willing to knock out 35% of that. There's only one problem. I don't have the talent to promote, to readily put anything on AM and FM stations to recoup the cost and try to tread water long enough to keep it going.
I'll be honest with you, at this point, I don't think you should. And we'll talk about sort of the future of the station here when we get back. Running out of time quick, of course. We'll be back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Folks, we are back. Our guest today has been John Stadtmiller, the owner, operator, and patient of Republic Broadcasting. It occurs to me, you know, you've basically, for all this whole time you've been doing this station, that you've been swimming or attempting to swim with sharks. And I just don't feel like your teeth are sharp enough to swim with people who would stab their mother in the back to get ahead. I just don't feel like you're that kind of businessman, if you will. And I think that's been your problem all along, is just simply trying to compete in what can only be called, I mean, what do you call this world of competitive, you know, advertising and radio and all that stuff? I mean, I wish that that didn't have to be a part of the whole thing, but unfortunately, in order to do what you've been trying to do and bring, like you say, more of an educative radio shows program or network than an entertainment, quote-unquote, one, where, of course, entertainment means to enter and hold the mind, you know. So I just feel like you don't have the teeth for it, and that's not an insult in any way. In fact, it's a compliment.
Oh, good. Because you said you when we came back from break, we have been talking to John Statman and made it sound like I'd already shuffled off the mortal coil. I was a has-been.
Yeah.
Not the case. And look,
you asked me
what the plan was for the network, Clinton, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. We're going to let this Westwood One thing go, that's for sure, because obviously, you know, it's a burden to the network. I tried to take those lemons and make some lemonade out of it, and I was well on my way of doing that. And all I needed to do was to have some people, rather than take away. There are takers and there are givers. But taketh away from me, and you knock the slats out of me, and the chance that we had of not only just stabilizing the network in these crappy economic times, but actually building it and making a little bit of money. This point of this network has never been to just go out there and make a profit. That's where it's, I can defer to you with that competitive stuff out there in the commercial world. These people will kill and chew their own mothers if they have to. Well, I'm not like that, but I've had enough time behind a microphone. I've started and I've run two different networks in those 20 years, and I know what I'm doing. The problem is, and I recognize talent when I hear one. I've got an ear for it. You know, I was the first guy to put up Alex Jones nationally. Now, some people would curse me for doing that, but he's got an obvious talent, and I understood that and I knew it. And back in the day, man, he was just a fire-breathing little dragon. Well, I also recognize people like Erskine and people like yourself that have some real on-air talent and a gift of taking information and not making it entertaining, as you said, but presenting it in a very non-boring and likable way. You know, so the plan for this network, we're going to reboot the KU because there's a lot of low-power stations out there that carry this network. There's a lot of satellite. There is actually available on the market, and we do sell them as well. You can buy a complete KU unit, the box, the receiver, the remote, everything for like $299, and you plug it in, and you don't have to pay anything anybody. There's no fees for this. The signal is free, and there's all kinds of other information on that KU bird and other networks that you can listen to. So the plan going forward is to further reduce the cost for the network. Right now it stands, Clint, for an entire network with how many talk show hosts here, Dan? 28? Yeah, 28 talk show hosts. We'll be, right now, the bill to run this network and everything included is $14,000 a month. And I'm working toward dumping half of the building here, and that'll alleviate about another $1,300. And as soon as these creatures, the commercial world, will let me out of my Impact Telecom contract that's up in June, I'll be able to save, probably over the course of a year, about $16,000. Point being, we'll be able to get the operating costs of this network down to $12,000 a month without really compromising anything. You'll hear no difference in the network whether we're paying 14 or 12 grand. It doesn't matter. It's business decisions in this economic climate. Stuff that you naturally have to do if you want to survive. The good news is the affiliate relations man that we had, he said, look, there's other things I can do for you. He said, I can increase your web traffic. I've looked at the Alexa stats. He says, in short order, he says, I can get you five times the traffic that you've got right now. He said, there's a lot of things I can do. And I said, great. Thank you for sticking around. New sales guy, pretty stable guy. I'm on the job. I do a program every day, run the network. I'm going to be here doing this exact same thing next week and next month. But we need a little bit of help right now for obvious reasons. I cannot control Clint. You know, I'm thinking, seriously, I gave it serious thought about what you said about, you know, the sharks. You know, nice people shouldn't swim with sharks. Well, if you can limit your liabilities, you're further ahead. Because if a shark wants to take a bite out of your backside, it's going to be a lot less of a bite if you're a little bit quicker in getting away from it. but to get to a point where I would have to be almost in a paranoid state, looking under every rock and checking every little fact and detail to make sure that this person's not going to screw me. I can't live my life like that.
Yeah.
So what
especially, especially with 28 potential screwers.
Well, you know, I wouldn't go that far. We have some very good people on this network that have been stable. Some of these people have been with us since we started, and that was 10 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is in place. Everything is in place to make the network go. I'm not panicked about that. It's just we need to restore the bird. I need to pay a little bit of back rent and back bills, and it comes out to be about 10 grand. So we went from operating expense of about 21, almost 21,000 for the network. Now we're down to 14. I think we can make this thing fly. So we're doing a little pledge drive for the network, and it's not going to take a whole lot out of people's pockets, and this will be the last pledge drive I ever do. And for obvious reasons, we're now positioned that we can make it. You know, and I'm sorry to have to do this, and I appreciate you saying, look, John, you need to come on the program and explain why to my listeners why you need to do another pledge drive. And I appreciate the opportunity to do that, Clint. Now, here's what we're doing. We're asking, and Tom from Pennsylvania, for listening to the show tonight, thank you very much. He was the guy that came down and fixed everything after we got whacked and attacked back in February. I mean, computers blown up. This place was an absolute wreck. He put in about 150 hours, and his billable time is about 125. Well, he put about 150 hours into this network, new computers, rebuilt, did a lot of work. The guy was a godsend. So, at any rate, here we are today, January 8th, 2015. We got this to a position where it's workable now, few bucks to get us over the hump, no more pledge drives. We're going to be cool, but we're asking people for a few dollars. We got a deal right now. I got to send you a copy of this book, by the way, Super Scam by C. Fenner Goldsboro, an ex-IRS guy that was working it for, I don't know how many years, and the IRS tried to screw him. He spent 40 years of his life screwing the IRS. So that book is available for people for a donation of $100. And you can do that by calling into the network, 800-724-2719, whip out that MasterCard, or you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, at the top of the page, donation button, hit the PayPal. Anything that donations that come in today through next Friday, these people will get a book for a donation of $100. But, you know, if you've got a little bit more expendable cash, you know, please. Put it forth, because it's going for a good cause. So, and if you don't want to deal with that and you just want to slip something in an envelope, just send it to RBN 2251 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. Stands for Suite 302. Just mark 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And with a little help from our friends, we'll get through this and get on with the business of what we're here to do, Clint Richardson.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put in my little 2 cents because I hear the music. But I would like to actually, I've got this sort of grandiose idea that we should be focusing on more terrestrial, shortwave, and that sort of signal, whether it be micro-broadcasters or whatever, and actually sort of go back into that. Because, you know, the Internet's gone, just about everything else is gone, and if we could actually have something... You know, talk about being prepared for a crash or for whatever.
Right.
I'd like to see us getting back to the earth, getting back to putting our foot on the ground again, and actually having more real broadcast signal as opposed to the internet. But that's just my two cents.
It's good stuff, and we will talk about that further. I thank you, Mr. Richardson.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, sir.
Good night.
With financial.